Hello, this is Shibu Charyan, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 28th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of 1 Samuel chapters 25 to 27. Give respect to get respect. We read in 1 Samuel chapter 25 verse 35. So David received from her hand what she had brought him and said to her, "Go up in peace to your house. See, I have heeded your voice and respected your person." As an outcast, David struggled for his daily existence out in the wilderness. During this period, he requested for help from a very rich man called Nabal, whom he had helped in the past by protecting his sheep day and night. However, Nabal was a scoundrel and a fool, as well as harsh and evil in his doings. Due to his evil nature, he refused to even recognize David and help him. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 23 tells us, "To do evil is like sport to a fool." When Nabal refused to provide provisions for David, matters turned from bad to worse. David took 400 men to destroy all the males in the household of Nabal. We again read in Proverbs chapter 10 verse 14, "The mouth of the foolish is near destruction." In contrast, Nabal had a beautiful wife called Abigail, who was a woman of understanding and wisdom. When Abigail came to know about how Nabal had responded to David's request, she took immediate action. She gathered food for David and his men and through that act atoned for Nabal's denial of David's request. Her behavior was very submissive. Yielding pacifies great offenses. She put herself in the place of a penitent and of a petitioner. She could not excuse her husband's conduct. She depended not only upon her own reasoning, but on God's grace to soften David so that grace would work powerfully. She told David that it was below him to take vengeance on so weak and despicable an enemy as Nabal, who, as he would do him no kindness, so he could do him no hurt. She also foretold the glorious end of David's present troubles and requested him to remember her when he was exalted in due time. When Abigail gave respect to David by falling on her face at his feet, bowing to the ground, David accepted her apologies and in turn respected her as a person. We need to understand this universal truth. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 33. We again read in Proverbs chapter 12 verse 8, "A man or woman would be commended according to his or her wisdom, but he or she who is of a perverse heart will be despised." In 10 days' time, the Lord struck Nabal and he died for his wickedness. We read in Proverbs 10 verse 21, "The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for the lack of wisdom." As it says again in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 35, "The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools." Abigail became David's wife shortly and a queen of Israel in due time. All this happened because she was willing to give respect to David and not be proud like her husband Nabal. Finally, we read in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 and 6, "All of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God dresses the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Let us give respect to others to get respect as well.